Guess who's back again.
We are back.
Back again.
Tell a friend.
Hey guys.
Welcome to Called By Name
Season 2. Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's kind of crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I've actually been really praying because we haven't recorded in a bit. We haven't recorded in 2 months. Yeah. For you guys, it's just been our regular uploading. Mm-hmm. But we haven't recorded in 2 months. And so I've just been really praying into season 2. And I just really feel there's something special about it.
We're just getting started.
Yeah. So I'm so excited. And I feel like the Lord has so much planned for it. And so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
What's a life update for us?
Yeah. What's your life been for for the
What's your life been? What has it been?
What's been going on in your world since we last recorded?
Well, today's the first day of summer.
Oh, hallelujah.
We finished school yesterday.
Yeah.
For sophomore year and junior year.
I'm a senior, guys.
And we're moving on up. Yep. So
the dance is cute. I liked the dance.
Okay, yeah. So we got done with school yesterday, first day of summer. And this week was rough, just with finals. I don't think I've ever worked that hard.
I know.
I mean, I worked hard, but not for that amount of time. I'm just night after night,
Yeah. Finals week is you're grinding it out. I remember literally telling Paisley the second to last day of school, I go, Paisley, I'm not being mean to myself, but I look like I just got hit by a train. It was just, I felt so gross and just oh my gosh, I just, yeah, I was ready to be done. So lots of hard work.
Glad we're done. Over. Yeah.
How do you feel about being a junior? How does that feel?
I don't really know yet because it feels like just another year, you know, but I think I'm also ready. I feel like this year I'm ending with such a content heart and grateful for this year, but also ready to move on to the next season, ready for summer, ready for change. So
that's good.
It's been good. I feel good. I'm ready. I feel like I'm just going to take it step by step, and I've learned so much from this last year. Mm-hmm. Even just with God, of my relationship and bringing him into every area, including school. And so,
yeah,
I'm ready to continue to bring him into that for school and not, be worried about it I'm just present and ready for all of it.
Yeah, totally.
How do you feel about being a senior?
Oh, it's so
oh
weird.
Oh my gosh.
I'm almost done.
Mm-hmm.
I have one more year, and
that's
it's
crazy.
I feel like I'm the top of the food chain now. Mm-hmm. I'm I don't know. It's just so weird. I don't know. That's all I can say. Yeah. It's just a really weird feeling. Mm-hmm. And then it's I'm turning 18 next year,
right.
And I'm going to be an actual adult, and I'm going to I could literally just do whatever I want. And the fact that I have to make really big life decisions in the next bit is kind of a daunting idea, but I mean, I also know that the Lord is going to guide me through that. Mm-hmm. And even though I don't really know what it looks like right now, I just have a lot of peace of
right.
You know, he's working everything together for my good.
Yeah.
And I just have to keep reminding myself of that, because you know, you get to this point, and I'm sure you're starting to experience some of this, where all the adults in your life are starting to ask you, so what do you want to do after high school? And you're I have no idea, Margaret, please stop asking.
Margaret.
I don't know. Yeah. So it's, and so it can get kind of stressful when you have all the, especially older people, because it's in their generation, school is such an important thing. And it's going to college isn't an option, you or not going to college isn't an option.
Yeah.
Sorry. And so there's definitely lots of pressure that comes with that, but I've also been feeling a piece of just okay, it's my life. And I know that, like, even if I don't end up going to school, like, the Lord has it all figured out. He's the one writing my story, and, like, I trust him, you know?
That's so good.
So.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
That's good.
Just going to the next year and, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really sorry. I was cooking eggs this morning, and I, like, kind of forgot about it. So, like, usually what I do is I turn the heat up high. Mm-hmm. I put oil, and I, like, let it, like, heat up first before I put the egg on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of forgot about it, so it came back to it. I put more oil on it because it kind of, like, dried up.
Yeah.
And then I cracked the egg, and it sparked at me, and it hit me in the eye, like, right on my eyelid. And so my eye, like, really hurts right now, and for some reason it wasn't hurting before, but now it's hurting right now. So anyways.
Do you need to take a break for a second, or are you okay?
I don't know. I just need to look in my eyeball.
Oh. Okay. Paisley's eyeball is okay.
I'm okay. So
that's good.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. I went to prom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I loved my dress. It was so cute. It was
you looked so good in it,
too. Thank you. It was just, like, hot pink. Like, I don't know what kind of style it was, but it had, like, spaghetti straps.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, hot pink. Hot pink has just been, like, my color lately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like everyone knows that. Pink is my favorite color.
Yep.
This is so random, but we were playing this game the other day, and it's called, like, Beat the Parents. And so it's, like, yeah. Okay. And we... It's like you each have, like, a bet, and then the parents play against the kids, and whoever wins, like, get your, like, wager or whatever. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we had to do is it was like you have, like, until this timer runs out to grab all the things that are pink,
mm-hmm.
and whoever has more wins. And so
obviously you won.
We won because like everything that I own is
that's
pink.
So fun.
Yeah, it was great.
I want to play that. We should play that.
Yeah, it was great. Anyways, but yeah, I went to prom and hated it.
We'll go about this story trying to pull out the positive.
Yeah. Here's the thing is I already went into it with the mindset of, like, because I've heard so many people say, like, the thing about, like, school dances in general is just, like, you're probably more likely to have fun before the dance, like, getting ready with your friends and, like, going out to dinner and all the things. And then, like, after, like, if you do something after. And I found that to be so true every single time. And the dances are fun, too. But it's, like, I find that getting ready before is always more fun. And that was extremely true for prom because like I said, my dress had spaghetti straps. And so I literally got chased around all night by one of the deans at our school, and he was like, you need to put this over your shoulders because
besides that, I mean, that just kind of ruined the night for you.
I tried so hard to not let it because I was like, I'm not gonna let one thing ruin my whole experience, but it just kept happening. Like, he was literally following me and my friends around, like, the entire night, and it was just so, like, awkward, and I didn't really know what to do, and I was just like, okay. And I didn't, like, he made me just feel, like, gross.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, he just made me feel, like, ugly, I guess. Like, he just, like, I just, like, oh, well, I need to cover up now. Like, I just didn't feel pretty anymore after that. And it just made me sad.
That's sad.
So, anyway.
But we had the hoedown throwdown, and that was fun.
We did. And that was really fun. And that kind of, like,
it was a comeback.
Fun. It was, like, end of year school dance. And I knew going into it, I was like, I'm going to have more fun tonight than I did prom. But yeah, the goal next year is to go to a different prom. I think I'll still go to ours, but I also want to go to like a different one and then wear that dress again. Right. So it can have its moment. So it can finally have its moment. Cause I loved it so much. Oh my gosh. Anyway. Trying to keep that short because we have gotten some feedback on our banter and how much we go on tangents in the podcast. So
we do that a lot.
Yeah.
We don't mean to. We just like to talk.
Yeah. And I was even thinking about it, and I was just kind of like, the whole point of this podcast was, like, we have so many conversations that were, like, you know, you know, like this would probably encourage so many other people or like whatever, but it's like, this is just kind of how we talk. Like we just kind of like,
this is our conversation. We just, so we just talk.
Yeah. But we should just give the people, we'll give the people what they want.
Yes.
So anyway, what are we talking about
today? We are talking about wisdom.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just like what the Bible says about wisdom, you know, why God calls us to choose the path of wisdom.
Yeah.
All of it. We're just going to talk about wisdom. We're going to be a lot in Proverbs because Proverbs is the book of wisdom. It talks a lot about wisdom.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Shall we dive in?
Let's dive in.
Okay. Proverbs 4:5-9 says, "Get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. Don't turn back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her and she will guard you. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. If you prize wisdom, she will make you great. Embrace her and she will honor you. She will place a lovely wreath on your head. She will present you with a beautiful crown."
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. I love that it refers to wisdom as her. I don't know why. It just adds more, like, grace.
I know. I, like, strive to be, like, Lady Wisdom, you know? There's another verse that I really like. It's Proverbs 3:15. And it says, 15.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. "Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. She offers you long life in her right hand and riches and honor in her left. She will guide you down delightful paths and all her ways are satisfying. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happier those who hold her tightly. By wisdom, the Lord founded the earth. By understanding, he created the heavens. By his knowledge, the deep fountains of the earth burst forth and the dew settled beneath the night sky." Yeah. And we see... you see throughout, you know, Proverbs how it just really focuses on wisdom.
Yeah.
And how the beginning of understanding is wisdom. And it specifically talks about wisdom as in, like, fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
And how fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding.
Right. I wrote in my Bible this little note. It was from my devotional, but I was like, oh, I need to write that down. The verse that goes with it is, "Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." And then the note I wrote was, "Wisdom is the skill of living life according to God's ways. Fear of God speaks to the awe and wonder that results from understanding who God is and how entirely dependent we are on him. This is the foundation this is the foundation on which everything else in our lives is built."
I actually have a note for that verse too. That's funny.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's your note?
It's, "Fear of the Lord is fear of anything outside of his love, because we know that he wants, because we know that he wants and knows what's best for us better than anyone or anything. We know nothing outside of him is good for us. So fear of the Lord isn't being scared of him, but it's being scared of what life is outside of him."
That's good too, especially talking about fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
I think
so many people,
I didn't understand it when I was younger. I was like, fear of the Lord, why
are we fearing him?
Why are we fearing him? Why are we scared of God?
Right.
But no, it's what you're saying.
Yeah. And I think, it can be so confusing for, like, newer Christians who don't really understand what that means. Yeah. And it helped me understand, because for a while I didn't understand that either. Like, why are we, like, are we actually supposed to be scared of God? And it's like, no, fear of the Lord is just, it's having that understanding that everything inside of the Lord's love and the Lord's plan for you is good and is going to lead you to prosperity. Anything outside of that where you decide to take it into your own hands and make life whatever you want it to
be,
that is what should be not scaring you, but, like, driving you to have that fear of the Lord of, like, Lord, I don't want anything outside your love. I don't want anything outside of your will for my life. So
I think it's also, like, an act of fearing the Lord is an act of submitting every area of your life to him and trusting that he knows what's best, even if you don't understand why or why he's doing this and why this circumstance is happening. But trusting him, knowing that he knows best. I wrote this note down Wisdom is the choice to follow God in obedience, even if we don't understand.
Yeah.
I just think that's, I mean, that.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, I know. I have some questions that I feel like would be good to talk about just to kind of answer together. But
yeah.
Why are we called to choose the path of wisdom? I know in here it talks about.
Yeah, literally Proverbs is the book of wisdom. So if you want to learn more about how specifically, because I think this episode will probably be more focused on why why we should choose wisdom and all things surrounding that. But if you want to learn specifically more about how to be wise and how to have that wisdom, then you should read the book of Proverbs.
Yeah,
because it lays it out really clearly for
especially the first couple chapters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so why are we called to choose the path of wisdom?
Yeah. Well, I think kind of like I was talking about earlier of like, you know, the Bible tells us that wisdom and, you know, having that fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you choose wisdom, you're choosing all of the other fruits of the Spirit. Yeah. You're choosing all of the other things that, you know, God tells us to walk in, because I think I actually had I wrote a speech at school for this, but it was surrounding like why wisdom is like one of the most important virtues. And it's because like without wisdom, you don't really have the understanding to be able to act out in other fruits of the Spirit or things like this and, you know, things of the kingdom. So I think it's really important that you have divine wisdom to be able to, I don't know, just interact with people, interact with the Lord, interact with the Bible in a way that is wise.
Right. Well, because it also, like, you need wisdom for your choices, for your actions, for your conversations, for what you're watching, for, you know, what you're listening to, what you're saying.
Yeah.
And wisdom is kind of that discernment and that understanding of knowing what's right and wrong and knowing what's, you know, good for you. And I think that wisdom is almost the shield that God gives us so freely to protect ourselves. And I think God, when he's given that to us, he's not trying to create boundaries or, you know, set up barriers to hinder us. He's literally just trying to protect us from the things of this world.
Because this world is not wise.
Right. Yeah. And he genuinely like loves us and knows us best, better than we know ourselves. And so he does that because he knows who we are, because he loves us. He wants to protect us and be there for us. And he gives us that wisdom to kind of give us also the free choice to choose, because wisdom is a choice. Like this verse says, for they hated knowledge and chose not to fear the Lord. It is a choice. And I think that's where he gives us freedom, because he's not going to be a God who's like super strict and having us follow all these rules and ways. Like he wants to give us that choice to choose and to choose him and to choose the which way to go or which path to choose. And he advises us in the Bible to choose wisdom, the path of wisdom. Because of that, you know?
Yeah. And so. I think, I mean, when I first started driving a couple months ago, something that my parents used to, you know, say all the time as I was like walking out the door was they were like, choose wisdom, like choose. And, you know, just because, you know, this world is a crazy place.
Yeah.
And, you know, people make dumb decisions. I make dumb decisions. You make dumb decisions. And I think like, it's just so important to have the understanding, like you have the choice to be, because, you know, like you were saying, like God gives us free will. He's not going to be, he's not controlling, and he doesn't give us wisdom to hinder us from fun or to control us. It's because, just like you were saying, like wisdom protects us. And so when we choose wisdom and we choose to walk in heavenly knowledge, we are safe, because the Lord gives us, he gave us the book of Proverbs to be like, hey, be wise. This is how you should live a life of of wisdom. Right. And I really liked what you were saying earlier of just like, you, like your everyday life requires you mm-hmm. to have wisdom in your actions and your conversations right. and your decisions. And, you know, it really, like, I don't know how to word this, but you have, wisdom is like, it's not your discernment, but mm-hmm. it definitely is part of it. Like,
yeah.
I know for me, there are certain things that I have chosen wisdom in that I know I can't let myself mm. read or watch or listen to because I right. know, okay, this is an area of temptation for me.
Mm.
And I'm not going to allow myself
right.
to get taken down a path of temptation and potentially yeah.
right.
sin. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually going to, you know, do some research on mm-hmm. this book before I buy it because yeah. I don't want
right.
any open doors or any way that this can come into my heart
yeah.
and affect my what am I trying to say? Like my, you know, because Proverbs
your
talks
heart,
it
yeah.
yeah. It talks about how from our heart flows
yeah.
the things of life.
Right.
And so I know that mm-hmm. and using my wisdom, I have to go, okay,
right.
I'm not going to watch this,
mm-hmm.
you know, R-rated rom-com because
yeah.
I know that that is an area
right.
of, it gets very gray mm-hmm. and I can't have that because right. I am fully committed and submitted to living a life for the kingdom.
Yeah.
And I'm not about to risk my purity or my heart
yeah.
simply for pleasure or right. for having fun or because mm-hmm. my flesh wants to watch this right. movie. I'm not gonna, you know, sacrifice that because mm-hmm. I'm called to have clean hands and a pure heart.
Right.
So,
and that's wisdom. What you're talking about, that's wisdom. That's
right.
God giving you the choice to choose to protect yourself and yeah. your heart. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, there's mm-hmm. been so many times where I haven't always chosen wisdom and mm-hmm. we're not sitting here to be like,
right.
we're perfect and you should follow our example because
yeah.
we know everything that we're doing all the time. No, like we make
yeah.
mistakes, but right. you know, we're just here to encourage you
mm-hmm.
in the ways of wisdom because, it's so important that we share our journey and our faith as well, because that's what we're called to do. And,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm saying right now. I was listening to a podcast yesterday and they were just kind of talking about how like our, like as believers, we're literally called to share our walk and share our faith journey mm-hmm. with other believers. And so, you know, we're not sitting here to be like, this is what you should do because we're better than you
yeah.
or because we know what we're doing. It's because, you know, as other believers, we're encouraging you like, hey, this is something that we're called to do, like let's do it together.
Yeah, right. I was talking to my friend today and I was asking her about wisdom and I just have to give her a shout out, you know who you are. Anyways, but she said God calls us to choose the path of wisdom because being a Christian isn't a title, it's a way of living.
Mm.
When we choose wisdom, it leads us in a path of righteousness and to be more like Jesus. I was like, wow, that's so good.
Yeah.
If we want to reflect Jesus, if we want to be more like him, wisdom is one of the ways we can be more like that, of choosing
yeah,
wisdom and choosing
totally.
Righteousness. And I mean, wisdom is just the door to so many other doors of,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's the door to the wisdom. Wisdom is the door to righteousness. It's the door to living a life of, you know, protection and safety, but not hindrance. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's that.
Yeah.
The balance of having your free will, but also a good life that's
mm-hmm.
protected and
yeah.
covered by God because he knows you best and, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No. And that, yeah. I think something that
we didn't address that we're in a different space. I just realized
I know.
That.
What the heck? Hi guys, we're in
welcome back. We're in a new space.
Yeah, we're in Paisley's guest bedroom right now because we normally record in her dad's office because mm-hmm. he's so awesome and he lets us record in there. But it's currently in shambles right now, so mm-hmm. we are recording in here. Yeah. I kind of like it better in
Me
here.
Me too. But let us know what you guys think of in here.
Do you like it better in the office or in the guest bedroom? Yeah. Let us know.
That's probably why there's so many more other noises.
Yeah.
Because I have two bunnies.
They're in here.
Bob and Maverick.
Yeah.
And they live here. So they're over there. You might hear that. Yeah. And then my sister's just doing their thing. Yeah. Anyways.
No, but okay. What I was going to say was something that I struggled with a lot when I was like 12, 13 was like I didn't really understand like why obeying my parents was so important. Mm-hmm. and my dad explained it to me in a way that like made sense for my little brain. And it was just, he told me like, you know, I'm telling you this is how you should live your life mm-hmm. because God gave me to you mm-hmm. as your parent and as your guide. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you like, this is something you need to do because when you step outside of my covering, you're putting yourself in danger. Mm-hmm. So I think it's that same principle applies to like the Lord. Like God isn't giving us these commands to hinder us and to control us and to keep us from fun, but it's because when we step outside the covering of his love and of him, right. we're putting ourselves in danger and we're allowing the world to have access mm-hmm. to our hearts. And so that's why it's so important that we choose the path of wisdom, that we walk the narrow path and we say like, everyone else around me, you know, you could have so many people around you who are choosing the wrong thing, who are choosing foolishness, who aren't choosing sobriety, who aren't choosing purity, who are seeking really just the things of this world. But it's important to understand like, but I need to stay inside my dad's covering. Mm. And that's why why we choose wisdom. And that's why we follow wisdom.
Right. That's so good. Yeah. I feel like we should talk about asking for wisdom.
Let's do it.
Okay. So Proverbs 1:20 through wherever I end up stopping, says wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public square. She calls to the crowds along the main street, to those gathered in front of the city gate. How long, you simpletons, will you insight on being simple-minded? How long will you mockers relish your mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? Come and listen to my counsel. I will share my heart with you and make you rise. I called you so often, but you wouldn't come. I reached out to you, but you paid no attention. You ignored my advice and rejected the correction I offered. And then the note I put with that is, so sadly, we often not only do this to wisdom, but to God. He calls, he reaches out, but we are always rushing or distracted by the things that we cling to. But why do we do this when God wants to help us improve and he loves us more than we know? So obviously God offers us wisdom as a choice, and we can choose to choose it and go down that path, or to not. Or to choose stick with our foolish ways, you know, our worldly desires. And I know we just talked about, you know, why we choose the path of wisdom.
Yeah.
And so I think this right here, Proverbs 2:1 through something says, my child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Turn your ears to wisdom and consecrate your on. Concentrate.
Consecrate.
Turn your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. For the Lord grants wisdom.
Yeah.
So, all it takes is crying out and asking God for wisdom, because he will listen to that and grant you wisdom. He will give you the, you know, in my own life, I remember this time last year, I was asking God for wisdom mm-hmm. with the situation, with friend stuff. I was like, God, I don't know what to do. Give me wisdom. Help me know what to do.
Yeah.
Give me the choice of, you know, whatever. And so I had to, he really like put it in my life of a choice that I had to make to choose wisdom and choose, you know, the right way to go. And even though it was really hard and I didn't understand why, I trusted him and I did what he asked me to do in obedience. Yeah. I listened to that wisdom. I listened to her.
Yeah.
And I mean, I look back at where I'm at now, and if I didn't listen to that wisdom, I would not be where I am today because of that. The Bible talks about how if we ask, we will receive. If we... Wait, what Bible verse is that? We should go to that. Matthew 7:7 says, keep on asking and you will receive for what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Cry out and ask. And God will grant you wisdom. He will... like, literally, I've seen it in my own life. I've seen him... I've seen myself acting... acting?
I've seen myself acting.
I don't know what happened there. I have found myself asking and continually seeking and for this wisdom and for knowledge on and understanding on what to do and what God's doing in my life.
Yeah.
And he has granted me that wisdom. He has, like, he will never fail to do that. So don't be afraid to ask him. Turn your ear to wisdom.
Yep.
And concentrate.
Yeah.
On understanding.
There you go.
And trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yeah.
Do not depend on your own understanding.
Don't do it.
Seek his will in all you do.
All you do.
And he will show you which path to take.
Which path?
Drop the mic. Praise God for that verse. Oh, that was Proverbs 3:5-6, by the way. So I just got so excited about that verse. I don't know why. That was like so good. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take.
Yeah.
Literally, he did that in my own life.
Yeah.
He did that for me. I seeked him in all my, like, I seeked his will.
Sought his will.
That just sounded really wrong when I was saying it. I was like, this is not right,
you
guys.
Just
seeked his will.
I seeked his will. Paisley, are you seeking his will?
Oh my gosh.
And no, but that's so good.
Which path to take.
That literally sums up everything we've been saying for the past, like, forever. We've been trying to say exactly what this verse is saying of, like, hey, if you follow your own understanding, that's not going to get you, like, you know, nothing that you can dream up for yourself is as good as what God has for you. So when you follow his will and when you submit yourself to his will,
right,
you're choosing wisdom and you're choosing to live in, his wisdom. And I don't know where this is, but it's in the Bible and you can find it.
Someone will know.
You can find it in there, I promise. But it says, this probably isn't the exact wording, but it's, many are plans in the hearts of people, but the plan of the Lord always prevails. And so it's like, you know, just submit to God, just submit to his will. And we even, you know, going back to what you were talking about of just asking for wisdom and just asking for that guidance. You know, we see that with Solomon in the Bible where the Lord is so pleased with him. He asks him, like, ask me for anything and I'll grant you, like,
so good,
what you want, whatever it is that you ask for. And Solomon asks for wisdom.
Yeah.
Like, out of everything that he could have chosen, he asks for wisdom. And out of that place of seeking wisdom and seeking the Lord's heart, Solomon gains favor and he gains wealth and he gains anything else he could have asked for because he chose to ask for wisdom.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's so easy to seek wisdom and to, like, all it takes to gain wisdom is simply just to ask the Lord, like, God, would you give me wisdom? Like, hey, my friends are, there's so much drama going on in my school right now. Lord, would you give me wisdom?
Yeah.
Would you show me how I should respond? Would you, you know, it's so easy, but, so is foolishness. Foolishness is also easy to find and easy to fall into. So that's why, you know, we gotta pursue the Lord and it takes an ask.
This
it takes a
literally
hunger for
talks
wisdom.
About what we were talking about. Solomon is saying, give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people. And give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong. And then later on, the Lord says, because you have...
Oh my gosh. That was beautiful.
Sing it, girl. I know. It says, the Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for wisdom. Because God replied, because you have asked for wisdom in governing my people with justice, you have not asked for a long life or wealth or the death of your enemies. Mm-hmm. I will give you what you asked for. I will give you a wise and understanding heart such as no one else has had or ever will have. Mm-hmm. And I will also give you what you do not ask for, riches and fame. Oh, yep. That's beautiful. Like also when you ask for something, when you ask for wisdom, God, like, it literally says the Lord was pleased that he asked for wisdom. And then it goes on to say, and I will give you what you did not ask for. I will give you more. Like, I would, like, oh. Yeah. Yeah.
I know. Wow. Yeah.
Solomon knew the responsibility he had as God's anointed king.
Yep.
And that it would require great wisdom. Yep. And so that's what he asked for, and we see the fruit of that throughout the rest of the story. And the same thing can happen for you.
So true. Is there anything else you wanted to say about that?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I just had, as I was driving here, I was just praying about this, because this is something that, it was kind of weird. I don't know if this has really ever happened before with the podcast, but we both felt like we were supposed to talk about this, but we both, we didn't really know, like,
the structure of where we're supposed to go. Yeah.
And so it was like, okay, let's do it. Like, let's just leave room for the Holy Spirit and just see what he says. But so on the drive here, I was praying and I was like, Lord, like, what's something that you want to, what's something that you want me to touch on? And I really just felt like he was telling me about isolation and really just like withdrawing, because I think that's where the Lord can build wisdom. I mean, obviously you can ask the Lord for wisdom anytime, anywhere. It doesn't have to be like in isolation, but I feel like there's something so special about when the Lord calls you into a season of solitude to just be with him and gain that wisdom and gain that
maturity.
Because I think anytime you spend time in the Lord's presence, it's like there's something just about his nature and just who he is that every time you spend time with him, it gets more and more enrooted in you, and it gets imparted onto you. And so then it's like you're acting out of wisdom that you didn't even know that you were gaining just because you're spending time with the Lord. And so I just really felt like this was for someone that, like, if you feel like you're in a season of solitude where you don't really have a solid community or a solid group of friends, or you feel like you're just alone and you don't have community, I just really felt like the Lord wanted me to encourage you that this season is for a reason.
Yeah.
And he's actually calling you deeper, and he's beckoning you deeper, and he's saying, hey son, hey daughter, come take a walk with me.
Yeah.
Let me show you some things. Let me teach you some things. And I actually had a moment with the Lord a while ago where I felt like he was really asking me to pursue wisdom. And I just remembered this, but for my 16th birthday, everyone that was at my party, we prayed for me. And what my dad prayed over me was that, like, you know, your roots are deep with the Lord, but he's taking you deeper. You're wise, but he's making you wiser. And I feel like the Lord has been calling me into that place again of, okay, it's time to come into solitude and it's time to gain some wisdom.
Yeah.
And one thing that I felt him speaking to me over the summer was that he wanted me to delete social media for the entire summer. And I was like, okay. And that he wanted me to buy books from spiritual mothers and fathers. And he was like, I want you to gain wisdom in this season. I want you to seek. He gave me five, like, things that he wants me to do this summer. And it would read gain, understand, seek wisdom, and be with me.
Mm.
And so I feel like I too have been in that place of he's been calling me to a season of like, you know, it's time to come be with me. And it's time to be in a season of solitude. He was like, there are some people that I'm not okay with you, being with as much mm-hmm. as you have been.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to distance yourself from some people, and it's time to grow, and it's time to gain wisdom.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, yeah, I just feel like that was for someone. Like, if you feel like you've just been alone, I feel like the Lord was saying there are two things that can happen in isolation. You can either let sin and temptation and things like that fester and grow, because those things do happen in the dark and when you're by yourself and when you're alone. You know, every idea seems like a good idea when mm-hmm. you're by yourself.
Yeah.
And when you don't have community to be checking in on you. But I also felt like what the Lord was saying was, but also where there's solitude, where there's healthy mm-hmm. isolation, there's actually a growing of wisdom. Wow. And there's a growing of my presence. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know how to explain it. I don't have the right words for it, but I just really feel like the Lord was saying, like, if you feel like you're in that season of being alone, like there's something that he wants to do in you. And this is his call. This is his beckoning. Like, hey, it's time to give up the idea of finding the perfect friend group right now and just take a walk with me. Mm. Just come be with me. Just come learn about what I have to say about you and who you are. Like he has something for you. And so don't be discouraged. He mm-hmm. wants to teach you some things.
Yeah.
And he wants to grow deeper with you because he's a jealous God and he's after your heart.
Yeah.
And that's what he wants. So,
Yeah. I just hear him saying, like, as you were talking, I just hear him saying, like, hey, I've got plans. Do you want, to know them? Do you want to, like, come along with me and figure them out? Do you want to, like, And then it reminded me of this prophetic word that I got for myself, and I wrote, God has new things for you and promises that you never thought would come to pass begin to show up in your life. Isaiah 43:18-19 says, behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Get ready. There's growth coming and blooming that needs to happen. Allow God to move in your life and have control so that those good things can grow. And that is going hand in hand with what you're saying, of allowing God to move in your life, allowing God to speak to you of what he's speaking to Ava, allow God to speak that to you, of tell you that those things that he needs you to be alone with you and focus your attention on him, so that
the growing
can happen, and that he can do those good things in your life. And it might be hard. I feel like I can just see this like picture of just someone like like the grudge of just plowing through the mud of just, this is hard. Mm-hmm. But the things that you're learning and how God is strengthening you through that season, the things that are going to come after that, I just see a beautiful, like, after the deep mud of just a beautiful, like, field of just gloriousness, you know, like the things that God has for you. Might not understand why you're in the mud right now, you might not understand why, but that's God's good. Saying I have those things for you, and my plans for you in your life is greater than you could ever understand, and that's why I need you to trust me and to pursue me in this season. Give me control and I will you know, do those things in your life. And
so good. I just really feel like there's someone listening to this right now of like, you're just struggling, like you're just you're having a hard time, and I don't know what that looks like, but as you were talking about, you know, that plowing through the mud, the Lord gave me this Bible verse, and it's Romans 8:18, and it says, yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later. And I feel like that's such a word, like this season of this season of isolation, this season of hardness, this mm-hmm. season of just feeling like you are destined for more. Mm-hmm. Let me just confirm that. Like, you are. There's yeah. some, you're built yeah. for something so much bigger than mm-hmm. what you're experiencing right now. And the Lord is saying, just seek me. Just press into what I have. Yeah. Just, I have things for you if you will let me reveal those things to you. If yeah. you will take a walk with me. Let me show you the things that I have planned for you, because they're so great and so big that you don't even understand what's going on right now. Like, let me walk yeah, with me, right? Walk with me. Let me show you what I'm
yeah.
doing.
Yeah.
And I just really feel like there's also just a season of preparation yeah. I feel like as I've been talking to you yeah. and as I've been talking to one of our other friends, it just seems like there's a theme of preparation going on. Mm-hmm. There's something that's stirring in the spirit that's requiring, yeah. Something greater than yeah. ourselves. It's there's something that we're preparing for that is greater than anything mm-hmm. we can handle.
Right.
And so the Lord is calling us into a season of holy refinement and of mm-hmm. holy preparation.
Yeah.
And he's saying, get ready. Like something yeah. like I can just feel something in my spirit, like something is about to happen.
Yeah.
And when I was 15, the Lord gave me this word that when I turned 17, that something was going to happen, that mm-hmm. 17 was going to be a marking year. And what I feel like that thing is revival. I yeah. truly feel like at 17, yeah. I'm going to experience revival in my mm-hmm. school, and that me and you and some of our other friends are going to be like leaders in mm. that. And I just feel like he's preparing us and he's equipping us. And it yeah. reminded me of the story in Judges. This is Judges 13, and it's kind of long, but I'll try to read it as fast as I can. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but it's just Judges 13. Again, the Israelites did evil in the Lord's sight, so the Lord handed them over to the Philistines, who oppressed them for 40 years. In those days, a man named Manoah from the tribe of Dan lived in the town of Zorah. His wife was unable to become pregnant, and they had no children. The angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife and said, "Even though you have been unable to bear children, you will soon become pregnant and give birth to a son. So be careful. You must not drink wine or any other alcoholic drink or eat any forbidden food. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and his hair must never be cut, for he will be dedicated to God as a Nazirite from birth. He will begin to rescue Israel from the Philistines."
Hmm.
The woman ran to her ran and told her husband, "A man of God appeared to me. He looked like one of God's angels, terrifying to see. I didn't ask where he was from. And he didn't tell me his name, but he told me you will become pregnant and give birth to a son. You must not drink wine or any other alcoholic beverage or eat any forbidden food, for your son will be dedicated to God as a Nazirite from the moment of his birth until the day of his death." Then Manoah prayed to the Lord, saying, "Lord, please let this man of God come back to us again and give us more instructions about the son who is to be born." And God answered Manoah's prayer.
Wow.
And then I wrote next to that, God will sometimes ask us to do things in preparation for our miracle. Mm. Sometimes he'll ask us to lay to the foundation of the house before any other equipment arrives. Sometimes it doesn't make any sense and we feel crazy, but that's where faith comes in. And that's where God gets to show us his best for us. The times when we choose to surrender our understanding of things to the Lord is when he can work the most, because now he has our faith. Mm. One of the most powerful things we can do is have faith, even when we're being blinded by confusion.
Come on.
And I just feel like that's what he's doing right now is he's calling people into a season of preparation and saying, "You don't understand what I'm doing right now. And I actually need you to surrender your understanding and your need to control and your need to understand what's going on." And that's been a walk for me of, hey, you need to relinquish your control because you're not in control. I'm the one that's sovereign, and you need to understand what's happening. Right. Mm. You need to understand that I'm doing something so much greater and beyond anything that you can comprehend right now. So will you walk with me, and will you walk with me as I do these things? Because our need to understand can allow us to miss what the Lord is doing because of, we just want to know what's going on. And I feel like the Lord is just saying, like, just give me your faith.
Yeah.
Just give me your faith. We see so many times throughout the Gospels of how people are healed as a result of their faith.
Yeah.
You know, the lady who had the issue, the woman with the issue of blood, when she touches the hem of his garment, he, you know, when he's talking to her, he says, "Daughter, your faith has set you free."
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a word for someone right now of like, mm-hmm. you just need to have faith. The Lord is speaking something to you. You feel it in your spirit that you're supposed to act out on this thing.
Yeah.
The wise thing to do right now in this situation is to have that faith and to follow, even if it doesn't seem wise and even if it doesn't make sense. He's asking you to trust him and asking him to follow him. Sometimes not only knowing the next step, only knowing what you're supposed to do next is the only thing that you need to know. And it's the only level of wisdom that you're like, even though it might seem unwise, that's like a level of wisdom that the world isn't going to understand. But when the Lord says, follow me, following him is wise. And it, you know, even if it's crazy to the people around you. So it's time to have faith and it's time to prepare for what's coming, and it's time to prepare for a divine thing.
Yeah. No, when you're talking about that, I just look over of "He will make your path straight" on my Bible. And I just got this picture of, I don't know why, it was a girl. So I don't know if this is for a girl. I don't know if like if you need this, but
that's what I've been feeling too. Yeah. So go for it.
So I just saw this picture of like a sand path and it was really crooked and it wasn't like right, you know? And I saw her just trying to fix it. She had like a hammer and like all these tools that she found, and she was trying to fix it, trying to make it straight. And I felt like, and then I felt like God saying, "Hey, it's time for a relentless pursuit. It's time for you to trust me with all of your heart. It's time for you to lean not on your own understanding. It's time for you to submit yourself to me, to submit your ways to me, to submit your hammer to all your tools. You need to give them to me." And he was like, "And I will make your path straight. I will make this straight. Stop trying to figure out or try to make this situation better with your own understanding." And he was like, "Give me this situation. Give me your submission, give me your relentless pursuit after my heart, and I will make all of this straight." And
oh, that's so good. Well, the Lord is speaking to someone. If you're listening to this and you're like, "Man, I've been feeling like," either, you know, if you are relating or something in your spirit is resonating with something I said or something that Paisley said, like, It's time to
lean into that.
Lean into that. Press into what the Lord is speaking. It's time to give up your own understanding.
Yeah.
Give up your need to control a situation and to trying to fix it in your own strength. And I feel like
read Proverbs.
Yeah.
It's good. All of Proverbs is good.
It is good.
And
this
was a good topic. I feel
that was good.
There's like,
I know,
okay, thanks, Holy Spirit,
thanks Holy Spirit.
Yeah, anyways,
we both just got like so fired
I know
up.
I was
kind of crazy.
Let's go
Yeah, oh my goodness, someone out there needed that. So
I hope someone did need that, and if you're listening, I hope that
because that wasn't
made
for
some sense.
Someone needed that.
Anyways, this was a good conversation. I hope you guys enjoyed this topic. And I really do hope someone took away someone took things away from this. And I encourage you to go pray about it and bring it to God and ask what he thinks about it. And ask him for wisdom and the next step and what to do.
Yeah. All right. Well, this was so good.
Welcome to season two.
Welcome to season two of Called by Name. And we are so excited. Yeah. The Lord has so many good things planned for this season. I can feel it. So
and we hope you stick around.
Yeah. Be sure to follow us wherever you are listening. Give us 5-star reviews. Write reviews on the podcast. It helps us so much. And share this with someone who you think needed to hear this. All of that stuff just helps push out our podcast to more people. And so we'll talk to you guys next week. We're so excited.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.